If you have the Reb Chaim, please look at the inside. So if you remember, the question was on the tour. The tour said we know that Kolan is Rafim Afram Butter, Kolan Igvorim Afram Asar. And the main part of that is Tosos and Temura. Tosos and Temura says the reasoning behind it is Nase Mitzvaso. If you did a mitzvah to the object, then it becomes mutter when it's ashes. When you don't do a mitzvah to the object, it's not. It's usher after it's ashes. So Tur says, therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you burn chametz, ashes are mutter. According to Rabbanan, if you burn chametz, the ashes are usher. Why are the ashes usher? You didn't do a mitzvah. But you did do it. In fact, Kveger, but you did do a mitzvah. What mitzvah did you do? Touch mitzvah. That was the question we ended up with yesterday. Comes Rav Chaim, and if I'm not mistaken, I'll tell you in 1 second. This is the second two dinim, Rav Chaim says in the Sefer. The first one is on the first thing on davening, okay? But this is the second one he talks about, Gavra and Chepetza. Everyone look at Rav Chaim HaLevi, and in the first column, about three quarters of the way down, says Venira. Venira, the lo dami hamitzvah shel tashpisu dashpasai b'chol davar l'mitzvah sreifa. They're not the same. Tashpisu b'chol davar is not the same as mitzvah sreifa. Now, meaning to say, either way you're going to do it, how are you going to do it? By burning it. According to Chachamim, you burn it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you burn it. It's still different. The mitzvah tashbisu b'shar hashbasos have ikar mitzvah shal yir ha-rabalim chametz. When the Rabbanan say, hashbasosei b'chol dover, what does that mean? It means the mitzvah gavra. I can't have chametz. I have to make sure I don't have chametz. So what do? I get rid of it. I can burn it. Even if I burn it, what have I done? Made sure I didn't have chametz. That's my mitzvah. It's called a mitzvah, as Reb Chaim calls it, a mitzvah on the gavra. I can't have chametz. Mashen kein nisasi b'sreifa, if you hold like Reb Yehuda, who lives from Nosar, and it's a mitzvah to burn it, then the reason why I'm burning it is not because I'm not to have chametz. What's the reason I'm burning it? Because I must burn chametz. That's called a mitzvah and a cheftza. The cheftza can't be around anymore. The cheftza must be burnt. Have a mitzvah shekal b'cheftza. It's a mitzvah of the cheftza. Shekal chametz, the Torah about din sreifa. Uri'in had the nasa mitzvah, so, and now when we come to nasa mitzvah, so we have to answer Kivik's question. Now when we come to the head of nasa mitzvah, so, be'inin dafke shi'in nasa mitzvah seba cheftza. Az nitra cheftza. When the din is, if the it's nasa mitzvah so, the mitzvah has to be done on the chavtza. When the mitzvah is done on the chavtza becomes mutter. According to Rabbanan, if I burnt it, is the mitzvah done on the chavtza? No. What's the mitzvah done? On the gavra. I don't have chametz, but there's no mitzvah done on the chavtza. V'lo shabarim kimu mitzvah derami alayu, yinitir b'zeh chavtza. If I do my mitzvah, the chametz doesn't become mutter. And again, Shapir Machaka Tur, Ben Ashvasa B'chol Dover, Ben B'Sreifa. The Ashvasa B'chol Dover, Raka Balim, Kimu, Mitzvasan, Shenum Chametz, Akein Lohitra Eifer, the Eifer is not Mutter. Ashenke Mitzvasa B'Sreifa, the Nasa Mitzvah, Bechepza, of Nasa Mitzvasa, Akein Huter Eifer. So that's what Reb Chaim says. It's a Gavra Chepza thing. Now, once you know Reb Chaim, it's very, very easy to say that that's what the Pnei Yeshua means. What did the Pnei Yeshua say? Does anyone remember what the Pnei Yeshua was about? Dear Rashi, very good. About what? About giving to klavim. So what does the Bnei Yeshua say? Why is it not a stira? According to Rabbanan, it's not achshave. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's achshave. What does that mean?
When it's not
achshave. When it's in the chavtza, when I must burn the chavtza, the burning is achshave. I must burn it. But according to Rabbanan, is the din I must burn it? Is there an achshave of any maisa? Is there a maisa, a special maisa that must be done? No. I just have to not have it. There's no achshave there. Therefore, you're allowed to do it on Yantif. You'd be allowed to burn it on Yaftin even. There's no achshave. That is all. Does everyone understand what I'm saying here? That's great.
Yes? Can you say one more time, please? Yes.
That means, when do we say achshave? When the Torah tells me, do this thing to this thing. Burn this object. The Torah says, it's a very chashive thing what you're doing. Right? You have to burn this object. When the Torah tells me, don't have this object, the Torah wasn't makshiv anything that I did. The Torah says, just don't have it.
Achshav
is chavtza, not achshav is kafra. That is really nice. Almost beautiful.
Too bad you missed. That was with the career fair workshop thing.
Very nice.
No excuse.
Hope you get a good career. Have a good career. No, don't go to LCW.
Don't go to LCW.
You have to go to LCW?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh.
Positive.
What?
Is
there
a problem?
What's in LCW?
The fair. what companies?
Is it the type of fair? Is it a tuba affair? I think it's a tuba affair. I think he's searching for the fair maiden. Well, it's one thing. Marry a girl, his father owns a company. Right. Now, for whoever understands this, there is an unanswerable question on all this. This all sounds great. Pnei Yeshua sounds great. Ruchaim Biska sounds great. But on the Pnei Yeshua, there is an unanswerable question. I've been learning for many, many years, and I've never in my life seen or heard a good answer to the question I'm about to ask you. Okay? The Rashi in Masechta Beitza says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, according to Pnei Yeshua, I'm all doing now according to Pnei Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't feed it to a kelev. Why? It's achshave. What question is he coming to answer? Yeah, no, Rashi. When Rashi uses the word achshave, what question is he coming to answer? No.
Why is
feeding it to the dogs working in the first place?
What? No, why?
You can't move the stomach on hog, so he says, why not? Fine, you can't burn it, maybe you can give it to the dogs.
So he's coming to answer the question, there's something called mitoch. Why can't I feed it to my dog? Because he's eating it. There's a tzorach, feed my dog. There's a tzorach to do things. He talks about burning truma tamea. I need light in my house. So I should be able to burn this, to have light in my house. Why would I be allowed to burn truma tamea to have light in my house? What's the heter for that? Mitoch. Rashi is asking, why don't we say mitoch? When you feed it to your animal, why don't you say mitoch? So what's Rashi's answer? Achshave. When the Torah says, do this, then mitoch doesn't work. It's usur an yantif. Achshave, achshave means when the Torah is machshav, this mitzvah so much, it's usur du an yantif. Is everyone with me? So achshave says there's no mitoch. Now let's see, now our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Shema minam Rav Akiva Tras. We learn. I hate when people are missing. Okay. It really bothers me. Shema minam Rav Akiva Tras. We learn from Rav Akiva three things. What are the three things we learn from Rav Akiva? Do you remember by heart? Srefa. Second thing,
Acholik.
And the third thing, No mitoch. How do you learn from Akiva there's no mitoch?
Because he holds up.
You can't burn it on pay. Now, let's say you hold mitoch. Would you be able to burn this chametz on Yontif? No. Didn't Rashi say when there's achshavei there's no mitoch? So we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, our Gemara. We're saying Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva don't hold the mitoch. Who said? Maybe they do hold mitoch. But when it comes to burning chametz with achshavei, mitoch doesn't work. That's the whole point of Bnei Yeshua. That mitoch doesn't work when there's achshavei. So how can our Gemara say, we learn from Rabbi Akiva, that there's no such thing as mitoch? Of course there's such a thing as mitoch. Just here, there's no mitoch, because it's achshavei. That is a question that has no answer. Yes?
What is mitoch with the mitzvah and agape?
That's the point of the Peshua, that we're going to go to Rabbi Yehuda, where it's a mitzvah and a cheftza. That's the whole point of Bnei Yeshua and Rav Chaim Brisker. They went from no sir. It's a din in the Chavtza. That's the whole point of the whole answer. Yes.
It's not because of Achshavei, it's because here there's no
Mitoch. No, that's what the Gemara says. But according to Bnei Yeshua and Rashi, that's not true.
It's because even if there's Mitoch,
Mitoch won't work here. So how do you know Mitoch doesn't work? Here Mitoch won't work. On Yontif, burning chametz mitoch don't work. But how do you know any other mitoch doesn't work? Argument says shmami na mitoch doesn't work. No mitoch works. How would you know that? Yes.
When the Gemara says that we see from Rabbi Akiva that mitoch is not a thing. That means mitoch is never a thing.
Right, never a thing.
And Rashi, and when Rashi comments, he's just saying Rashi's comment is more on why mitoch doesn't work by chametz because of Achshavei.
So therefore...
So is it a question on also Rashi or
anything? No. Oh, yeah, it's a question on Rashi. It is a question on Rashi. It ends up being a question on Rashi, really. How could Rashi say in Masechta Beitza that when there's Achshavei, there's no Mitoch, where our Gemara says the opposite?
So Rashi must be saying...
Don't know.
That this rule maybe is... Maybe
I don't know. Don't know. Yes.
I'm going to ask if Rabbi knew of any answers, whether they're like a good or a bad answer. Is there like any, what do people think of this?
I don't know any answers.
Whose question? Is this Rabbi's question?
What? No, it's a famous question. It's developed. No, developed?
Everyone.
It's developed. It's out there. This question's out there.
Rabbi's the question was on?
Yes. Our Gemara says we learn one of the three things we learn from Rabbi Yehuda. The reviewer says you can't burn chametz on Pesach. So we learn there's no such thing as mitoch. If there was mitoch, you should be able to burn chametz on Pesach. But that's not true. Even though there was such a thing as mitoch, according to Rashi, you shouldn't be able to burn on Pesach because it's achshavei. Achshavei trumps mitoch. So you have no proof that there's no such thing as mitoch. Just here there's no such thing as mitoch. But... What?
Why is that not good enough?
Oh, because when it says Shema Minaf Rabbi Yehuda, we learn from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, here you can burn. So what do we learn from Rabbi Yehuda? What's the Shema Mina? Because Rabbi Yehuda says that. That's not the Shema Minaf Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Shema Minaf Rabbi Yehuda's other dinim. We learn a klal from Rabbi Yehuda. What do you learn from Rabbi Yehuda? What?
Rabbi Akiva.
The same thing. Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Akiva. Okay. So what you're saying is what Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda say. Mm-hmm. That's not Shema Mina from them.
They teach
means they're teaching dinim on Hilchos Pesach. Right?
That's what they say. They say you can't burn chametz on Yontif. Mm-hmm. From there we learn that there's no such thing as mitoch. What does that mean? From there we learn there's no such thing as mitoch. Always. But really, you could. Who says? Maybe you always do say mitoch. Just here you can't say mitoch.
They hold that there's no mitoch
and
Pesach,
right?
But our question is...
Right. Our Gemara says there's no mitoch at all, any place.
And
where we know it, that from?
It, there's no like other places where Rabbi Yehuda makes a connection between Saka and... between Pesach and all the other Shalosh Regalim?
Nope. We're just talking about Ein Bir Chametz Elas Reifa. We're just not talking about Shalosh Regalim. We're just not talking about anything else. We're just saying Ein Bir Chametz Elas Reifa. That's all we're just talking about. Okay. Now we get to the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is an age-old problem. Is the Minchas Chinuch saying the same thing as Reb Chaim Brisker or not? So, let's see. Let's see what the Minchas Chinuch says. Oh, okay. Brings back memories. I used to come home for Ben Zmanim, and my father would tell me, okay, let's learn. And I say, Pa, it's Ben Zmanim. I didn't come home from yeshiva Ben Zmanim to learn. He told me, no, I don't want to learn. Let's do what you're supposed to do Ben Zmanim. I said, what's that? He says, learn Minchas Chinuch. I said, I'm sorry, I'm going to play ball. I'm going out with my friends. You don't want to learn Minchas Chinuch? Come on. Okay, I didn't. But to yeshiva people in Europe, Minchas Chinuch was like a fun thing to do. Because Minchas Chinuch, the safer Minchas Chinuch is on the Chinuch, but it is a fun thing to do. Because on every mitzvah he asks, like, weird shilas or the same type of shilas, and he goes through, like, you know, fun stuff. Always going through fun stuff. Like, and then there's something called the Minchas Chinuch type of shilas. This bunch of Shabbos, I came up with a Minchas Chinuch type of shilas. I was Kish Ravana downstairs with Hillel, and Hillel Kapitnikov was saying it with us. Now, Hillel Kapitnikov is bar mitzvah on Thursday. So now, he said it with us on Shabbos, but he wasn't chayiv midiraisa. Maybe he shouldn't have said it with Shabbos and wait until next month of Shabbos to say it, when he'll be chayiv, when he'll be a gadol. Or, and if he said it, does he say it again next month of Shabbos as a gadol? Do you do it again? That's called a Minchas Chinuch type of shiloh. What? He doesn't have the mitzvah yet. He's a katan. So Minchas Chinuch is famous for talking about Tzvius Omer. He talks about Tzvius Omer and that. The Minchas Chinuch talks about other things like that. In the middle of the mitzvah, you become a gadol. But this is the Minchas Chinuch type of thing. I came up with one this much in Shabbos.
Is there like a classic one, like Friday night you become Bar Mitzvah with
Kiddush? Yeah.
Is that also Minchas Chinuch
question? Whenever you become Bar Mitzvah, there's a Minchas Chinuch question. Always.
That's his entire.
Always. There's always a Minchas Chinuch question when you become Bar Mitzvah. Okay. So what's the Minchas Chinuch question here by So, I wanted to learn the first paragraph because it's funny. So when he goes through pages of something, you know, he says, "Does anyone have it?" Mm-hmm. Lahasir kol chametz. Mavur b'Rambam perek beis mekametz u'matzah. V'hine binyanim elu harichah rishonim akronim. There are rishonim akronim spoke a lot about tashmisu. We spoke a lot about tashmisu in this room a lot. U'kamat lo nicho makom l'skader, and they left me no nothing to say. I have nothing to talk about. Everyone's talked about so much about tashmisu. I got nothing to say. Laharich v'pratin yonim, and to be myrich, sarach kuntris miyuchad. I have to have a whole sefer to talk about tashmisu. Ve'enzeh kavan sechibun. That's not what I'm writing about here. Ve'echtov k'tzas v'kitzer dinei ha-mitzvah. And I'll k'tzas v'kitzer, I'll write, you know, what I think about this. And this is k'tzas v'kitzer. Okay. I don't know. I can imagine his Shabbos speech. Well, if this is Ksatz Bekitzer. Okay. There's parts of it that I really don't know here. Parts of it. Because when the Milchsinch wrote it, it was very hard to... Now, I can't take all the new Svarim that I printed. I'm used to reading the old Svarim. I'm used to the Tzur Sadaf, what it looks like. I'm used to it. Did anyone ever see the old Minchas Chinuchs? No, the old ones. The old Minchas Chinuchs, they're written in... you never saw the old Minchas Chinuchs? The old Minchas Chinuchs was... Every second word was an abbreviation, and every third word was a mistake. And you had to figure it out. Came along these people... And they took out, they changed, all the hard abbreviations were taken out, and they took out 95% of the mistakes. But they left 5% of the mistakes. But the old Minchas Chinuchs is the happy thing that I have it, it's full of dust. I haven't used it since this came out because this is a life changer. What?
They're leaving the mistakes, just for a good bit.
The mistakes?
They left them for 5%. It's a good bit to keep them in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the hardest to blue cover. It's the hardest blue cover.
I think one of the mistakes left is in here. So, okay. V'hinei achari yesh suffik. There's a suffik. Im ha-mitzvah saseh, the mitzvah saseh of teshbisu, he shiach chametz mushbas. The chametz should be mushbas. In Hebrew, what does mushbas mean? I don't know. See, I don't know how to say it really. It should be hashpasud.
Yeah.
It should be passively.
Passively. What's a good word?
It's a passive mushbas.
Passive tashmisu.
What is a passive?
Disposal. What is passive
tashmisu? Yeah, it's gone.
The mitzvah is not having chametz.
Right.
B'miyesh lo chametz, chutz mamasha over, alota say, the by rabbi matzei. If you have chametz, you're over by rabbi matzei. Over od al essay, you're over also an essay of tashmisu. So you're over two things. If you have chametz at Pesach, you're over. Essay, the Los Essay of by Rabbi Matze, and you're over the essay of Tashmisu. Vim ain't no chametz, and if you don't have chametz, ain't over b'lav. You don't get any lav because you don't have chametz. V'gam ha-mitzvah asay mekayim b'shev al tasay. And you're kind of mitzvah asay, shev al tasay. Just without doing a maisa. You're kind of the mitzvah of Tashmisu by just not having chametz. Kamo b'Shabbos and Yontov, just like Shabbos and Yontov, ik eset et Shabboson, there's an essay of keeping Shabbos, v'shamru b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos. That's an essay. How do you do that?
By not.
Meaning it's passive. There's no maisa. There's no maisa mitzvah in v'shamru. It's impossible to be, right? Impossible. So it's like Shabbos. You guys say Shabbos and Masiyas Muracha. Vim over v'asam lacha. And if you're over and you do a malacha, over b'asei, you're over an asei, v'lo tasei, and you're over a lo tasei. Vim lo asam lacha. And if you didn't do a malacha, chutzimash lo over al rav, you weren't over on any ravs, kiyim gam kein mitzvus asei de shabbason. You're mekayim de mitzvus asei of shabbason. V'achinami, ikra mitzvah kan, sho yeh chametz b'shusa. You shouldn't have chametz in your house. V'mushpas b'shusa. It shouldn't be there. Kamo ha-mitzvah say the Shabbason. Now, next four lines, I think, are a mistake. We're not going to learn them. Skip 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1 second.
Which line?
Okay, skip to about 6-7 lines to Lefize. Lefize. Does anyone see Lefize? Ein tzorach l'dagdik shiloh chametz kol yom Pesach v'yivaru. That means, on Erev Pesach, at the 6th hour, you don't have to make sure that you have chametz to burn. You know? You don't have to make sure about that, to have chametz to burn. Kamo mitzvah tzitzis. Just like tzitzis, the mitzvah kol ish Yisrael lovish dalat kampus kikayim mitzvah bekum vasei. Midrabanan, there's a mitzvah. See, it's also another one of the mistakes here. You shouldn't even mention this. Okay, do you have to wear tzitzis?
No.
You don't have to wear midrabanan. You don't have to wear tzitzis. He's taking them off already. I'm just joking. Midrashim, you don't have to wear tzitzis. Midrabanan, go get a four-cornered garment and put tzitzis on and wear it. But midrabanan, you have to do that. For tashbisu, would you even have to do that? Go get chametz, so you should get rid of chametz? No. Avakan, melein is kaim a mitzvah. Ein zor lach to kral after chametz. You're mekayim the mitzvah melein. You don't have to go after chametz.
Assuming you have no chametz in your house, right?
There's assuming you have no chametz, right?
The b'dikah b is on the one bracha.
Excuse me. So he's asking a very good question. He is asking, usually on a mitzvah that Sheva Tas, you did not make a bracha. Because what you make a bracha on? So he's saying, when we make a bracha al bir chametz, how can we make a bracha al bir chametz if there's no such thing? The answer would be, you're right. But if you do have chametz, just like if you have tzitzis and you wear them, you make a bracha. If you do have chametz and you burn it, you probably make a bracha. I'll be a chametz.
You have to put chametz there in order for it to not be a bracha.
No, they don't have to do it and make a bracha.
See, nowadays, you put a piece of bread.
Oh, don't talk about nowadays. Don't talk about nowadays. Because right now we're not discussing how we paskin. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. There might be a difference. There might be a difference. We don't know. We right now, as we stand here in our learning, we don't know how we paskin. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, you must burn your chametz? No. Yes?
According to the way we understood it with Reb Chaim and Yeshua, that it's...
Wait, we're not up to that yet.
I was answering his...
Yeah, but we're not up to that yet. That's the big difference here. That according to... What you're saying is, since he said it already, we might as well say, according to Reb Chaim of Pnei Yeshua, do they talk about Shev Al Tasa? No. They talk about whether it's a mitzvah on the Gavra or a Chavtza. But there's still a Maisa mitzvah. There's a Maisa mitzvah of the Gavra and a Maisa mitzvah of the Chavtza. He's saying there's no Maisa mitzvah at all. Is that what you wanted to say?
So
that would have been good. What?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, okay, good. Let's go on. The gam nafkamina. Nafkamina. Okay. Let me think of a good example. I can't think of a good example. But it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, and it's a Choshen Mishpat Din. If I steal from you, I have to pay you back. What happens if I steal a mitzvah from you? Nice. You're about to do a mitzvah, and I steal the mitzvah from you. Okay? You're about to hold open the door for your father, and I run in front of you, I hold open the door for your father. I just stole your mitzvah. I owe you 5 shekels. I owe you 5 silver pieces. I mean, not that I owe you zehuvim. I owe you 5 gold pieces. There is a price put on the mitzvah. We don't know why is a price put on the mitzvah, but there's a price put on the mitzvah. I have to pay you now. If you're about to burn your chametz, and I go and I burn it, do I have to pay you 5 zehuvim?
It depends if it's in
motion. Well, according to this, if do I have to pay you?
No.
No. Did I steal your mitzvah?
No, you did.
No,
mitzvah.
You. I have the same mitzvah. I don't have chametz. I have the same mitzvah. So you didn't steal anything from me if you go according to Sheva Tatsa.
You can't steal. It's not nothing to be stolen. It doesn't exist.
No, if the mitzvah's on the
gavra,
then the
mitzvah. No, we're not discussing that now. What we're saying is that what is the mitzvah? Not having chametz. If you burnt it, do I have chametz? No. So I did the mitzvah. You didn't steal anything from me. I did my mitzvah. I got my mitzvah. You've stolen nothing from me. You've stolen a way to do the mitzvah. That you don't owe me. You don't owe me money for stealing a way of doing the mitzvah. But there's no choshen mishpat payment for that.
So if there's chametz in Rebbe's house, and before Rebbe even gets off the couch, I come in and I burn it, and I go out and burn it. So I didn't steal anything.
According to this. Yes.
Why is that different when I go and steal the holding of the door? Don't I also have a mitzvah to?
No, if I open the door for your father, do you get a mitzvah of kivei aveim?
It's an
active
door.
If I open the door for your father, do you get the mitzvah of kivei aveim?
Yeah.
No. So you were about to do it, and I ran in front of you, and I took it from you. I just stole a mitzvah from you.
What is your father?
What?
What is your father, your sister?
That he didn't steal anything, because they also have a chiyuv.
Same for coming.
Yes.
Don't say someone that intended to do mitzvah and they announced they couldn't do
what?
It.
What?
Someone who had the intention to do mitzvah and honestly they couldn't do it, he gets as high as if he did it.
In Choshen Mishpat, you owed money.
You didn't say it's your brother? You need to say people.
So in your brother, it could be he also has the chiyuv, so it might not be stealing.
So when someone doesn't have the chiyuv, then they want to steal.
Then it's stealing.
Say, don't say people like a garage, you then open it, it's like.
Okay, could be. Nice, I like that. When the Vilna Gaon's interpretation of Rashi. Yeah. Yes, Choshen Mishpat. Yes. Nowadays, no. It's probably Knas, an Ein Dan Knas. Yes.
If I had comments and I did Avera, if it's Shiva Otase, Do I still have the
mitzvah
to burn it and like not have
comments
anymore? If I
already did it, or? Okay. What you're asking is over here someplace. That means on Pesach, if I find comments, I do have a mitzvah tashbizu. That mitzvah tashbizu, finding comments on Pesach, might be a kumbase going to everybody.
From the same pasuk we are like.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is weird.
Yeah.
Right? Which is weird. That's one of the weird things here. But if you find, what he's saying, I find chametz on Pesach, what am I supposed to do with it?
Destroy it.
And it says from the word, it's a derived destroyer. What's from where? Tashbisu. So you have a, everyone holds on Pesach, you'll have a kum vasei of Tashbisu. This whole thing is before Pesach. So he says it sounds weird that the same mitzvah Tashbisu before Pesach will be Shevat Asa, after Pesach starts will be kum vasei. It's a weird thing. Yeah, it's over here someplace. It's not checked because it wasn't checked. Okay, let's go on. The mavur b'chushim mishvat, the mnoa chaver lasos mitzvah, kigon shechata v'menem mitzvahs kisui. You stole a mitzvahs kisui. What's that? If you when you shecht an animal that cannot be brought for a carbon, let's say you shecht a chicken, you have a mitzvah to cover up the blood with earth. It's a mitzvah kisidam, you make a bracha on that mitzvah. So what happens if I shecht an animal and you run over it and cover it with dirt? You owe me money. You just stole my mitzvah.
Isn't there a whole thing about that if, let's say, if it gets covered by like the wind?
Oh, a whole gemara about that. It's kaseh beruach.
Talk about having a person doing that?
No. Okay. Avakan, kiv nei mitzvah kaura bekom vasei, alo emel neskai mitzvah, and king Ochativ Menukhau, you didn't steal anything from him. You behold in Shimush Ras Meola, Makayim Bal Chametz Mitzvah, say, that behold in him, come on, say the Shabbos Vyantav. Oh, Dilma, or maybe, side two. A little bit, side two. The Mitzvah of Bakumba say, the Ashbis of Chametz. No, maybe Tashbisu means what it says, destroy. Vim Engel Chametz, and if you don't have Chametz, lo kiyem ha'esek. You didn't get the mitzvah of Tashbisu if you don't have chametz. Come on, misha ain lo dalet kamfos. Just like if you don't have four corners. Nay, they ain't over. You're not over anything. Mekom b'chum kiyem mitzvah. You're not mekayim any mitzvah. You run around all day without tzitzis. You didn't get the mitzvah. You didn't get an avera. Hakenami gamken. U'kumoy hosem, the mitzvah of Lichner's talus kiyem mitzvah Hashem Yisborach. Just like it's a mitzvah to buy it. You'd have a mitzvah erev Pesach to go to the store and buy chametz. V'yavar also be a dalid, and you have to burn it on your dalid. Kayim mitzvahs esei bekum vasei. Lefi zeh im chatef acher mitzvah v'yado. If someone else burns my chametz, what would happen? I could take him to court. I could take him to court for burning my chametz. Chayev b'knas. You chayev the knas. Here's a funny nafkamina. Voldish nafkamina, funny nafkamina. I discussed this the other day. Iyam rin de mitzvah zu he bekum vasei im kain im hishbis chametz bepesach aydei sha'ocho lo kiyem mitzvah. If it's a kum vasei, right? And it's the sixth hour, you're not to eat chametz anymore. Right? You're not to eat chametz. What happens if I eat the chametz? Am I mekayim mitzvah tashbisu with eating the chametz?
You are.
If it's kum vasei, am I mekayim mitzvah of tashbisu? So he says, ki he have a mitzvah baba vera. It's a mitzvah baba vera. It's a mitzvah done by a vera, which doesn't work. The ones who hold the mitzvah of avera matora lo yatsa. Who holds mitzvah of avera matora yatsa? Does anybody know who holds that? It says, according to the ones who hold mitzvah of avera is deraisa. It doesn't work. Close. Who holds that midrabanan only mitzvah of avera doesn't work? No, it said Tosos and Aftes in Sukkah. It's Tosos. Right? Tosos and Aftes in Sukkah. Yes.
Why only according to the Shita of that it's a Kumba say would you not be allowed to eat the Pamim? Would you not be allowed to eat the Pamim?
Umavur b'chibur zeh kama pamim. And I've explained in this Chibur many times. This is the Michas Chinuch Shita. A lot of people argue on it, but let me just, we'll see what it is in a second. This is very, very famous. Avri a mitzvah b'sheva al tasa, if the mitzvah sheva al tasa, im kein afilo ochol, even if you eat it, mikol makom ein b'shusay, v'kayim mitzvah esay, kiven de ein lo chametz. What happens if it's a sheva al tasa, and I eat the chametz? Is that called a mitzvah above avera?
No.
Why?
Of course it is.
Isn't that there's no mitzvah in getting written.
Say it good. Say it good. Say it good.
It's not the mitzvah is to have it out of your reshut.
The mitzvah is not the avera I'm doing. If the mitzvah is the avera I'm doing, then it's a mitzvah of avera.
But if it's
that's the point of Menas Chinuch, that because is not mitzvah of avera. According to Menas Chinuch is there has to be a direct correlation between the mitzvah and the avera.
How is my avera more direct correlation? Is disappearing through
you? Yeah, but that's not the mitzvah. What's my mitzvah? Making it disappear? No.
Not being over by
Rabbi Matzi. Am I over by Rabbi Matzi?
Is there a direct connection between the mitzvah and
Rabbi Matzi? Do I have comments?
No, not anymore. You ate it.
What? Right. So it's not mitzvah above avera.
I'm saying it's still direct connection, though. The reason why you're
what's my mitzvah? My mitzvah is not having chametz.
Your mitzvah is not being over by Rabbi
Matzah. Or not having chametz.
Okay.
I don't have chametz.
What's your avera?
If there's no ma'isa, that means what the Menas Chinuch is saying is a tremendous kiddush of the Menas Chinuch. When there's no ma'isa to a mitzvah, there's no such thing as mitzvah above avera. There's no thing as mitzvah above avera when there's no ma'isa to the mitzvah. Therefore, tashmisu has no ma'isa. When there's no ma'isa, there's no mitzvah. Mitzvah avera means if my ma'isa mitzvah is an avera, it's not a good ma'isa mitzvah. Here, the eating is not my ma'isa mitzvah. Yes?
Didn't the Rav just mention that the tikkulama here is going to be a kumaseh?
What? It's hard to explain what the case will be. You're right. That I would say that this case is talking about in the fifth hour, and it's only Drabbanan, but we say it's of Avera. If there's Avera Drabbanan, that's the only case I was able to come up with. Very hard to come up with a case like that. Yes? We'll see. I just want to tell you the biggest chiddush this. Now, Moshe, you don't understand this. Let me tell you the biggest chiddush in the world that the Menas Chinuch says. In this whole Sefer, three chalakim, his biggest chiddush. I haven't been yotze, pruvu, let's say. I have a yotze pruvu. I go and I have znus with my next door neighbor's wife. And I have a child. The whole world says, you're not mekayim pruvu. It's a mitzvah above avera. The Menas Chinuch says, no, this follows my rules.
Why?
It's not a mitzvah above avera. Why? Because what's the mitzvah pruvu? Is the mitzvah the relations?
No,
it's having a child. Then you have a child.
That's
isn't it? You see how it's the same thing? In the Menas Chinuch's mind, it's the same exact thing. It's unbelievable. Moshe, you hate that, right? You can't swallow that one. But I'm just telling you that that's the Menas Chinuch's biggest chiddush about this. That it's the same.
Why is it not a God? It's
the same.
What?
It's even worse.
Because it's a passive mitzvah.
But still. One second. Is there. He holds that pruvu is also. It's a mitzvah without a ma'isa mitzvah.
Rabbi, if somebody had a child.
What's the ma'isa mitzvah? Pruvu.
If somebody has a child, then it's a ma'isa mitzvah.
No, that's not the mitzvah.
That's not a mitzvah?
It might be a hechsher mitzvah.
It might be something. But when a person has relations with his wife, he's not doing pruvu.
I mean, you said dating has pruvu.
Yeah. Having a kid is pruvu.
They're saying, is different than pruvu.
Of course.
Two separate
mitzvahs. Yes. It might be a hechsher mitzvah.
Okay.
But it's not that you're not doing pruvu if you have your eyes with your wife. You're not. That's what the Miras Chinuch says. That's his biggest rish in the world. But this is the same exact thing. It's so funny how it's the same exact thing. Yes.
Are there those that don't hold like Miras Chinuch?
The whole world.
Yeah.
Every single person who ever learned held it's a mitzvah of Avera.
So,
the Miras Chinuch is the only one who holds it's not a mitzvah of Avera.
But what they say about Midgayer and all the other cases that he didn't do the mitzvah at the moment?
Okay, that is a there, and that's his explanation of it. That's his explanation of it. Even though it's iffy, but if you hold that if I become a ger, the children I had are still my children, and I'm a kayim pruvu, it's a proof to Mipasino. He says that. Well, what's all these questions? It's simple.
So yeah. According to Mrs. Kinner, you'd be Mekayim Puravu through IVF.
What?
Through IVF, according to Mrs. Kinner, you'd be Mekayim Puravu.
Yeah.
There's no mice there, it's the product
right.
To say.
It's your baby.
Do your elders disagree?
Yes, of course. Do you know the Satmar Rebbe believed if you do IVF, it's the doctor's baby, and your wife has committed adultery?
What?
Yeah. That was a famous halachah, Satmar Rebbe and Reb Moshe. Right, we're getting this stuff now here we shouldn't be getting into. It's way above your pay grade. But, yes.
According to the tzad to say that Shei Bal Kase, you're still and you go eat the hummus, so you're still over the avir of these hummus. It just doesn't affect the fact that you're mekayim.
Right. Right.
Okay. And then Rebbe was saying before that, like I just have a hard time understanding that only when you have a direct connection.
Only when your maisa mitzvah is an avera, that's when it's a mitzvah above avera.
So, and the Shei Bal Kase is no maisa mitzvah.
Right.
It's just
so you could ask me, well, when's the first time you ever learned about mitzvah? Please don't talk now, okay? You could ask me, when's the first time you ever learned about mitzvah of avera? You learned it in the third parak in the Sukkah. If I steal a lulav, I can't use it because it's a avera. The stealing is the maisa. Does that have anything to do with the maisa mitzvah of lulav? Still, no, not katam chem. It's different. But you can say, ask me the same thing. There, the maisa has nothing to do with the mitzvah. And it sure does, because it's not like you've always learned, well, since I stole the lulav, it's a mitzvah vera. No, it's while I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm not being mekayim v'yeshiv etzek zera shel gazal.
Wow. That's what the Sinner would say?
That's how everyone would say.
Okay. So if you have a hummus,
one second, yes. That's what he is going to get into. Now, the simplest way to do this is, oh, this is like Reb Chaim Brisker. This is like the Bnei Yeshua. And this is Machokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a kumvasei. I must burn it. According to Rabbanan, Hashvas v'chodavar means Shabbat Taisa. But that's really not true. Because even according to Pnei Yeshua and Reb Chaim Brisker, you could agree that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a kumvasei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be kumvasei. If you tell me you must burn it, you must burn it. If it's a burning. But according to Chachamim, it could be you have a maisa mitzvah of a gavra. You still must do the mitzvah. According to Chachamim, you must flush it. You must throw it into the thing. According to Rabbanan, you still might need to do a maisa for Tashmisa. It's just, Reb Chaim says, but it's a ma'isa of a mitzvah of a gavra, not a chefza. But it could be you still need a ma'isa. Therefore, you really can't put Reb Chaim Brisker. People have been wanting to do this the whole time. I just saw there's an edition of Minchas Chinuch downstairs, a bigger one, made by some Sephardi Jew, which the best Haskamis. And he says, oh, the Minchas Chinuch and Reb Chaim Brisker are the same thing. I saw in the back. He said, and that's not true. It's B'chal not true. Reb Chaim Brisker and Reb Pnei Shu could hold, even if you hold like Rabbanon, it's still a Maisa Mitzvah you have to do.
Well, you're coming it up from the whole from the situation that the Nicholas Clinic was focusing more on the Kassa, like the child as opposed to the God of the person.
Yeah, of course. That's if, of course, that's if it's Sheva Tasa. But who says in the Machok of Yehuda and Rabbanan either holds it's a Sheva Tasa?
Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda focus a bit more on the Chatzah of like the
Rabbi Yehuda for sure holds it's a Kumbasei. There's no way out of that.
So it's
but according to the Rabbanan, this whole thing is according to the Rabbanan.
How can they hold not according to Yehuda at all?
It can't be according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though he says it could be. But it can't be. Rabbi Yehuda says, I must burn it. How could you say it's a Sheva Tasa? According from Nosar.
So what Rabbi Yehuda's going to say, like arguing or agreeing with Rama?
I don't know. He wants to say afterwards that Reb Chaim's question, why isn't there a Lava Netek Lasei? So he wants to say, oh, the Rambam holds it's a assay of Sheval Tasa. Therefore, if you think about it, what does Rav Anitek Lasei mean? I want you to think about this. What does Rav Anitek Lasei mean? When you do a Rav, what's your punishment?
Do
an assay. Would it ever be possible to say on a mitzvah of Sheval Tasa, Rav Anitek Lasei?
No.
Because your punishment is you have to do something.
There's nothing to do
in a Sheval Tasa. There's nothing to do with so that's how he wants to answer the question. He wants to say that according to the Rambam, it's a Sheval Taseh. The Rambam paskins like the Rabbanon. And according to Rabbanon, it might be a Sheval Taseh. And this is Sheval Taseh. By Sheval Taseh, it's impossible to have a patur of Rav Anitek Lasei. That's what the Minchas Chinuch wants to say. Which is a beautiful answer, whether it's right or not. I don't believe it is. Yes, yes.
According to Sheva
Al-Taseh,
if you have
chametz
in your house, what are you supposed to do to not be over? Well, really, I guess, what are you supposed to do?
Oh, if you have chametz, it's like tzitzis. Just like if you have, you have a mitzvah, you gotta get rid of it.
And it would be an aver not get rid of it.
Right.
So then how is that not a connection? Like that, how is that not the same kind of connection as if it was a kumma said, you have a mitzvah, you have an
avir,
that are both directly related
yes, to the same mitzvah. Yes, but if it's a Sheva Tasei, is my getting rid of the mitzvah?
Yeah, or just no. The state of not having.
It just caused me to get to a state of not having.
What do you mean? Sheva Tasei is, it means it's a mitzvah, it just doesn't have a mitzvah, right?
Right, this doesn't have a mitzvah either.
You have to do something. So you have to do something so you won't have to have a mitzvah.
Right.
But Rabbi, that's a mitzvah, it's a commandment.
Okay, anyway, so this was the end of Tashbisu. And we're at the Shem, Wednesday we come back and we start the new sugya entirely. Some shurim did this stuff the first 2 days. I said to myself, no, you gotta know a month's worth or a month and a half worth before we do this. So we did it, and have a great day. See you on Wednesday.
I have a question about this prayer.